With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The president of the Queens County Hospital Auxiliary is worried without an influx of new members, they may not be able to offer as much support to the hospital. Linda McKinnon says coming out of the pandemic, the auxiliary is looking to bring in people who want to expand on their work.
New ideas, new thoughts, and just some fresh energy to help us keep our group going. We've been there for so long that we'd hate to see it fold up, which hopefully that won't happen. But if we don't get new members, we certainly will be curtailed as to the things that we can do.
McKinnon says there are currently just shy of 20 members, and she would like to see another 5 or 10 people sign on. The group has already canceled plans to host the Hospital Hustle this year after the chairperson of the event stepped down. The annual event usually raises over $20,000, which the auxiliary uses to buy medical equipment and furniture, such as beds, bedside tables, and waiting room chairs for Queens General Hospital. McKinnon says it didn't make sense to host the hustle when faced with dual issues of not having a dedicated chairperson, along with lingering concerns about the pandemic.
An in-person event that's large like it is, we have it at the Curling Club, and it's wall-to-wall people. So we're not sure that this year would be the right time to do that. Certainly, we're promoting good health, and we don't want to do anything that would endanger anyone's health.
McKinnon says along with teas and other smaller events, a major source of revenue for the auxiliary is the gift shop they operate inside the hospital. Sales from the volunteer-run shop bring in another $10,000 each year. Those doors have remained closed during the pandemic, but McKinnon is hopeful as foot traffic increases at the hospital, they can reopen. In the meantime, the auxiliary is exploring new ways to support Queens General Hospital and says any new faces with fresh ideas are welcome. To volunteer with the auxiliary, contact the number that's posted on our webpage. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.